It is 3:35 on the Mighty 790 KFGO on this Monday afternoon. Did you go to the Luke Bryan concert? Did I see that on Facebook or Twitter or something?
I did, actually.
How was that?
It was good. I actually, funny story, I sat next to, and this is sports world related, Tyus Jones, big national basketball recruit out of out of Minnesota going to Duke, sat next to his uncle.
Oh, I thought he sat next to Tyus Jones himself.
Oh, no. I think he's a little busy right now, probably playing basketball in the cities, but he sat next to his uncle.
And so you went to the one in the cities or up here at the Dome?
Here at the Dome.
Okay.
And his uncle's showing me pictures of him with Coach K at these recruiting trips and all this kind of stuff. It was kind of neat. I was geeking out a little bit. Kind of stopped caring about the concert for a little bit.
So Luke Bryan is, and I'm admittedly not familiar with his work. I'm far more familiar with Justin Timberlake or Pink than I am with Luke Bryan. But this guy's a big superstar, and there was 20,000 people there?
Yeah, huge concert. Yep, big-time superstar. Known more so for his derriere than anything else.
Let's stop this conversation right now. Don't need to know that. Too much information. TMI. I'm going to go to Grand Forks, North Dakota, and speak with somebody who's not known, I don't think, at all for his derriere. His name is Greg Gust. He's with the National Weather Service, and he joins us to talk about when this weather might turn around, Greg Gust. My goodness gracious. Help me here. Help us. Help ourselves.
It's turned around. It's practically balmy out there today.
It is not.
It's above zero.
It's 6 degrees. It's snowing. Yeah. This sucks.
Yeah. Well, compared to the weekend, compared to last week, 6 degrees and light snow is a step upward.
Okay. So if that's what you want to go with.
But they're going up incrementally.
So is the rest of this week going to be incrementally better?
Yes. And incrementally better through about Thursday, and then the next cold front comes through. But this is the good news part. The next cold front that comes through on Friday, or Thursday night, Friday, we're expecting low temperatures only to just barely get down to zero and maybe a degree or two below. And so from then and into next week, back up above. So when we look at our crystal ball, we see generally temperatures above zero for the next 7 to 10 days.
So could this be, and I know that you don't want to ever lock yourself in a corner, but if it does get one or two below, let's say Friday night or Thursday night, could that be the last below zero temperatures of this winter?
It could be, because really, yeah. I mean, that's how optimistic we are about this, is that could be the end of below zero. Now, there could be a freaky below zero episode somewhere in there, but
sure.
Again, the actual, you know, people have been talking about this could be the death knell for the polar vortex.
Oh, thank God. Let's also never hear that phrase again, by the way. Who pulled that phrase out in 2014,
and
can I crush their toes with a sledgehammer?
Yeah, that's kind of a 60s-ish term that was used to describe flow, which is always circumpolar for us. But it's generally used in the New England East Coast area for when cold air slops down there. But we just call it the Arctic Express. It's always been our pipeline is the direct Arctic shot, and the polar vortex is just an attribute of that. But
I just call it freaking over, cold is what I call it.
It's just about over. So that's the good news. And, you know, when Daniel was querying me earlier on this, you know, the question of how cold has it been came up.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Ewens, you know him in our office, mm-hmm. He just finished crunching the data. And crunching the data means going back and looking through December, January, February, and making sure that, you know, because in our world, sometimes what is measured on one day, by the time it goes from one office to another and back again, it may have changed slightly. So we go back and, oh, no, wait, this is correct. He went through that, and we are only in Grand Forks something like the seventh coldest on record, and in Fargo only something, let me check what he published here, but something like the 17th coldest. So it's not, you know, the big record-setting cold that some people have imagined.
Well,
but
in Grand Forks, the seventh coldest winter, that's still pretty cold. There's been a lot of winters since the recorded time, or since weather records have been kept. I mean, that's pretty cold.
It is. And what it means, though, is yeah, for the last 30 years, it is certainly the coldest for both locations. And so that's, you know, 1984 was nearly as bad. 79 was, in most cases, worse. Okay, and then you go back to the, you know, between 79 and 1936, across the state of North Dakota, those were probably two of the coldest. And then maybe back to something like 1917. You know, so that's where it starts to rank into those things. So it's yeah, pretty appreciable. Plenty of cold air to go around. You know, so as you were talking about, I think tensions heating up in different parts of the world. Mm-hmm. You know, in the last few days. Well, we're warming up too, but not near.
No,
not near the Crimean.
We're not going to invade Ontario anytime soon. Because
no,
we're,
but
we're,
I noticed
Manitoba.
I noticed actually that Manitoba was invading Grand Forks yesterday. And I think because they were at least as cold as it was in these parts yesterday and Saturday, it was another 10 degrees colder up in Winnipeg.
Jeepers. So. Yeah. Greg Gust, National Weather Service Grand Forks, our guest on KFGO. And I'm throwing this one at you cold, so to speak, Greg. Mm-hmm. But do you have the numbers in front of you? How many days it's been below zero in this winter so far? Because it's been a lot of days below zero.
I do, and I'm sorting through those.
Play some elevator music, Pinto. Do something.
Well,
to
you know, I've actually got. I'm at home. I had.
Okay.
Had him call me at home because I came home this afternoon, and I have my cat that is trying to get on top of my shoulders as we speak.
Perfect.
Yeah. So anyway, let's see now. Seven blizzards.
And that seems about right. And every
that
one of them has fallen on a
right.
Saturday and Sunday because
yeah.
we've had no weekends
you know,
that have been decent.
Pretty marginal. Okay, so when you go the actual number of days below zero, it fell below zero for part of the time, 71 days?
71 days.
Wait, 71 days, which is third place below 1949, 1950, and then 1916, 1917.
Yeah,
so
no, that seems right because there have been a lot of days when it's been below zero. I mean, a whole lot of days.
That's up in Grand Forks. It's
sure.
only slightly less down in Fargo.
It's 70 in Fargo, probably. So we had that one day where it was balmy here and it was cold up in Grand Forks. When's it going to be over 30?
When's it going to be over 30? That actually shows up probably not this week, but probably Sunday. Sunday of this next coming Sunday.
And then is it going to stay up around freezing or
and
thereabouts?
Then it should, because then we've got right now that the last bit of cold air that comes through on that Friday-ish time frame, and then after, did you hear my cat?
I did hear your cat, I did hear that.
That was
yep.
either him scream or me, because he just claws. You know what happens when you start out with a kitten that you play with, and it sits on your shoulder, and then it's 2 years later, and the cat's 15 pounds trying to get up.
Yep.
Makes a difference.
Gotta get it
anyway,
declawed.
But yeah, so it, after we get through that Friday episode, that's kind of a northwest flow, and you've heard us talk about that before. And after that, it becomes more westerly flow.
Ah.
So things will be coming out of the mild Pacific Northwest toward us, and even out of the, well, we won't get any of that Phoenix air, but it'll try to push up some warmer southern flow on us.
Good,
early
good.
Next week,
and
so.
The one positive I will take out of this winter is that mm-hmm. our snowfall, at least in the southern end of the valley, has not been extreme. There is not.
Right.
I flew in from Florida on Thursday, a week ago, last week. We flew in on mm-hmm. Thursday, and as you flew south to north, there was not a lot of snow cover out there. And you could see black dirt, and you could see fields, even as near as Richland County. And even
sure.
in some areas in Cass County. So there is not a lot of snow.
You could taste the difference last week because with that wind blowing, we were getting the snert and snow mix down from, say, Grandin south into Fargo. North of there, it was still mainly blowing snow, but south of there was the definite snert and grit in your teeth type blowing.
And so my point is that it's all setting up for hopefully not a very dramatic flood season because I just don't. West of Fargo, mm-hmm. south of Fargo, when I get out and about, I'm just not seeing the snow.
No, and you know, the skinny on what we're going to come out with here later this week is there's not much change anywhere. So Devil's Lake Basin up across the north here, not much change. If anything, you know, we've been slightly below what we'd expect to see for precipitation the last couple, 2, 3, 4 weeks. So who knows, maybe we'll take a percentage point or two off of some of those numbers.
Excellent. So the takeaway from you today, Mr. Gust, is gradually warming temperatures above 30, hopefully by Sunday.
There we go.
Perfect. I could be a weatherman. Like I could just repeat what you tell me and be on the air and make hundreds of thousands of dollars. So
and
perfect.
Just wear that bulletproof vest for the day, next day.
I'm a talk show host, so I already have one. I own actually a couple of them. So thank you, Greg. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Yep, you bet. Greg Gust, National Weather Service, and his cat as well, climbing all over his body.